May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. That doesn't much look like a baby, does it? It's not the usual image of Jesus that we picture, especially at Christmas time. Let's face it, that's not the usual image of Jesus we have in our minds, but this is probably the closest that we can get to the actual Jesus. It was formed through archaeology, through genetics, looking back at folks who lived in Israel, Palestine at the time of Jesus. And the coloring would be what Jesus would have, so would be the features, and so would be the beard, because Jesus was a Jew and not a Roman. He wouldn't be shaving. That's not our usual image of Jesus on this night. We usually picture something else, and with the words of Bobby Rickey from Talladega Nights, we're going to see what we usually picture. Can you please hit it, Bill? Whoops. Oh, don't you love technology?
Baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR as we call them. And, of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox. Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and his horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it. Dear tiny infant Jesus.
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good so that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled-up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky, finish the race.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, right, but I'm here to party, too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus, like, with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band, and I'm in the front row.
Hey, Cal.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce, newborn infant Jesus, don't even know a word yet, just a little infant, so cuddly, but still omnipotent. We just thank you for all the races I've won and $21.2 million. Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money that I have accrued over this past season, also due to a binding endorsement contract that stipulates I mention Powerade at each grace. I just want to say that Powerade is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot summer day, and we look forward to Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry. Thank you for all your power and your grace, dear baby God. Amen.
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 Let's dig in.
That was a hell of a grace, man. Thanks, you nailed that like a split hog.
I appreciate that. I'm not gonna lie to you. It felt good.
Bobby Rickey likes the sweet baby Jesus, and I think all of us love the sweet baby Jesus. And let's face it, that's why we're here this evening. We're celebrating the anniversary of the incarnation when God came down in love to our broken world and said, hey, I have a whole new way to relate to you. But the problem is that sometimes we put so much love into the baby Jesus and so much adoration to the baby Jesus, we forget the rest of Jesus. Now, I have a bad, bad memory, but a few years ago, I read an autobiography of a journalist, and he grew up in New Jersey, and he was from an Italian-American community, and he talked about their Christmas Eve tradition of going out at midnight to their outdoor creche or manger scene and placing the baby Jesus into the manger exactly at midnight, and he said it would always cause his grandmother to weep. He never understood why she would weep at this act of placing the baby Jesus into the manger, but without fail, every year, she would cry her eyes out when Jesus went into the manger. And he was still wondering what this was all about. But I can't help but wonder if she was appreciating not the baby Jesus, but could see in the future what this baby Jesus would do for us. See, the thing is, the stable or barn is meaningless without the cross. We can't have Easter without Christmas, and we can't have Christmas without Easter. But the problem is, sometimes we just bookend Jesus into those two things, into the baby and into the resurrection. And we forget all of the in-between. We forget that other image of Jesus who is between the birth canal and the empty tomb. Now, some of us here are much closer to the resurrection than others, and some of us are much closer to the birth canal than others. If we're here, it means we're all in the in-between, the birth canal and resurrection. And so is Jesus. And that's the Jesus we have to pay attention to. We can be very, very grateful for God coming down as one of us on this evening, and we should certainly be very, very grateful for the crucifixion and resurrection for our own salvation. But we have to look at the man that we cannot control. And I think that's why Ricky Bobby and so many others like the baby Jesus, because he's not a threat. He can hold a baby, but a baby's not going to tell us what to do or how to be, how to believe and how to think, or how we should believe and think. A baby offers no threat, nor does a resurrected Jesus. What about the Jesus in between, who challenges us where we are, and how we are, and who we are, and why we are? That's the Jesus we need, because that's the Jesus that dwells with us in the in-between times, between birth and resurrection. So on this evening, my dear friends, let's give eternal gratitude and praise for the in-between Jesus. The Jesus we need is the one we saw, the adult Jesus, that challenges us, yes, but also says, hey, my child, you belong to me, and nothing's ever going to change that. And with that, what else can we say but to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.